What's up, guys? Neil Orfuth here to talk a little So Rare NBA. We've got a new contest starting tonight, the Monday through Thursday contest. So I want to talk about that contest and how I'm going to use the stochastic projections to make a lineup for that contest. Stochastic is excited to be an authorized partner of So Rare and one of the first places you will find a bonus offer for So Rare NBA. Sign up for a new So Rare NBA account using our link and you'll get one free limited card after completing your first 5 card purchases on the primary market. Limited cards are typically purchased in the marketplace or won as rewards for high placement in tournaments and help unlock the ability to participate in different tournaments. Getting a free limited card is a massive perk for signing up. The limited cards are one of 5,000 and tracked on the Ethereum blockchain, so you'll always know exactly how many cards are in circulation. In addition to getting a free limited card by signing up through Stochastic, you can also find great So Rare projections at Stochastic, which is what I'm going to be talking about here, how I'm going to use those projections in creating my lineup for this week. I also, before we get into this week's projections and how I'm going to be using them, I want to take a look at, I've only made one lineup so far, and I used our stochastic projections for the Friday through Sunday contest. I believe this is the first contest we had So Rare projections available. So this is the lineup that I made in the limited champion contest. As you can see, I finished 526 out of 8,600 in that contest. So finished fairly well, obviously not, you know, quite as high as I wanted to finish. I got a little bit underwhelming performances from Nasir Little and Pascal Siakam. Giannis, Ant, and TJ McConnell, I would say, did their parts for my team, but kind of fell short with Siakam a little. So finished 526, which was good enough to win a prize here. And I'll take a look at what the prize structure was for this contest. So obviously at the top, you win a tier one rare card. That's that would be a pretty great prize. But I was all the way down here, 526, just barely missed this tier to win the tier three limited card. I won a tier four limited card, but there's still, I think, some value. I'm still fairly new to So Rare NBA, but I believe tier four probably just means not quite as good of a player. You're not getting like a star player, probably a role player, but that can still have value in these tournaments because you need to play some of those role players when they have value. So I don't mind winning that. And I'll show you what I won now. Thought it'd be fun to wait to claim my reward on the video. So I'm going to do that now. Tier four limited. Okay. Taps card to reveal. Okay, Drew Eubanks. You know, he would add some value, I believe, Saturday night he came in. He was a starter for the Blazers. So, you know, you might be able to find some value in Drew Eubanks in some spot starts. Would have been cool to win a rare. I don't have any rare cards yet. I think for now I'm only going to be playing these limited contests, and then I'll start playing rare once I have, if I ever do win a rare card in a contest, which I'm obviously hoping to do. So kind of fun. Tier four, don't know really what to expect, but Drew Eubanks seems like a solid reward there. All right, so if you've hopefully watched a few So Rare videos at this point, you kind of know how it works, but real quick, you know, you get to build a lineup of 5 players in these contests, at least in the one that I'm playing, the limited champion. You build a roster of 5 players. One of those players is going to be in your MVP spot, and that will be, they'll just be, they'll put in automatically the player with the highest last 10 game average into your MVP spot. And then that player does not count against your cap in terms of points for players. You generally have to create a roster of players using under 110 to 120 points, and those points are based on this last 10 average score. So Rare, you can find those numbers on the player cards. It'll show you the player's last 10 game average, and that's essentially the salary cap that is used. You have to create a roster under 110 to 120 points. So as you can see here, like Nikola Jokic going to count 55 points against that cap. However, as I said, the MVP spot does not count against your cap. So typically these players are not going to count against your cap because they're going to be in that MVP spot. And then the other 4, you have to keep under 110 to 120 points, which again is based on this last 10 average, which you can find on the card. So how am I going to use these projections this week? We can see right away, Giannis, last 10 average of 50, and he's got a projection of 63.38. So he has a nice value score here. You can find 13.38. That's just the value score is just the projection over the last 10 average. Giannis looking like one of our better bets on the board. I already purchased a Giannis card, so pretty easy to throw him in there. And then, of course, he's also got two games on this slate, which I guess that's on the lower end. So maybe not as, okay, here's the Celtics only have one game. Maybe there are a few teams with one game. Looks like most teams have two games in this Monday through Thursday contest. And then there are a few here with three. So, you know, these, as I said in the last video, the number of games that a player plays is not necessarily like the definitive determining factor in whether I want to play them, because you don't get cumulative points for the number of games a player plays. They just put in automatically your top score, that player's top score from the period in any game. So it's kind of similar to best ball in a way that they just automatically put in your best score. But obviously there is still an advantage to having more games, because that's more opportunities to spike an upside. So definitely interested here in Anthony Davis, LeBron James. But I think so generally talking through my strategy for the game starting tonight. So I've already got that Giannis, and I think I'm going to play that Giannis in this contest again. So again, he's going to cost 50 points if he's not in your MVP spot. And I think that's actually the approach I'm going to take here. I think I'm going to build a little bit stars and scrubsy. So you can look through. So Giannis is the top projected player on the slate. And then you've got Jokic, Kyrie, Doncic, AD, and LeBron all pretty close behind. And then, I mean, we've got a spectrum of players projected for more than 50 here. I think the way I'm going to play it, so just looking at the last 10 hours, I can play, you know, Jokic, Kyrie, AD, LeBron James, and put them in the MVP spot and still get Giannis at a relative discount relative to his projection. So I think that's how I'm going to approach it. I think I'm leaning towards actually LeBron here, just because of the three games. Now LeBron probably not going to play, maybe not going to play all three games. But you know, if he plays a couple games in that period, he has some opportunity to spike an upside. And he's also just looking at the prices here for the limiteds. You know, he's relatively inexpensive here. LeBron is $92. I guess Kyrie's, you know, relatively even cheaper, but you know, it kind of makes more sense to buy these cheaper cards for me where the prices are right now. This is just the average recent sales. Of course, these prices are always in flux, but you know, if I can take advantage of that, get one of these cheaper cards to throw in there in the MVP spot, throw LeBron in that MVP spot with a 58 average that doesn't count against my cap, then I can still play Giannis in there as well. Start with two superstars right away, and this 50 points will go against my cap. And in the contest that I'm playing, I believe it is a 120 point cap. So then I still have 70 points to find for my last three players. And that's where this value column is really helpful. So you can sort by value and see who projects the best over their last 10 averages. You see Jericho Sims right away looks great. So, you know, I'm just looking for three more players to get under that 70 cap. Throw Jericho Sims in there right away. He only costs 13. Maybe throw Aaron Wiggins in there. Maybe I could go all the way up to, you know, maybe here's where I go is Brandon Clark. So throw in Jericho Sims, Brandon Clark. There's 35 points. Then I'd still have another 35 points to find somewhere. Looking through these 10 game averages, so I could throw DeAndre Ayton in there as a nice value. You know, I'll have to play around with a little bit, but in general, I think that is going to be my strategy for this Monday through Thursday slate, is just to find a couple of these top projected players again, because Giannis is just such a great value with a last 10 average of 50. You know, throw him in there along with somebody who's projects really well and has a higher last 10 average, then Giannis will count against that cap, but he's going to be a nice value there with two games on the slate. And I think it would be LeBron for me, just because he has three games, probably going to play at least two of those games, have a real chance to spike an upside. So maybe I'll throw Giannis, LeBron, and then find a couple of cheaper players, maybe a Jericho Sims or Aaron Wiggins. But then even like Brandon Clark looks like a pretty great value. So we've got some opportunities here to find some value on this slate. And now, you know, I've already got it's nice having that Giannis now. You know, I don't have to pay for a new card there to get another superstar in there. So I think that's going to be my approach. Giannis, LeBron, find three relatively good value plays to throw in there. Nice stars and scrub slate. We'll see how that does this week. So that's going to be my approach. Hope you can find some success on this slate as well using these stochastic projections. I think they are the best in the business. So good luck this week.